We're going to be talking about diplomatic accountability, why the Iran trip scandal demands action. South African media has been very quiet. There were a couple of stories, but overall it's been pretty quiet. For lots of different reasons, I imagine. But I wanted to have this conversation. So joining me right now is Mark Hyman. He's the founder and the CEO of Citizens for Integrity. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Cathy, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Mark, from your perspective, why is General Mponwanya's trip to Iran such a serious concern?
Cathy, it's an extremely serious concern because General Mponwanya, as the head of our military, made apparently unauthorized political statements while visiting a state that, as we all know, is under international sanction and is listed by the U.S. As a state sponsor of terrorism. And he declared shared goals with our Iranian friends from South Africa, with Iran, and said that the visit carried a political message. So this is not within his mandate as a military member, as a military person. So that's the first and most important thing. And he overstepped his constitutional role, and in doing so, risked the integrity of South Africa's foreign policy. So it's especially alarming that, according to the Tehran Times, he also made direct and inflammatory comments about Israel, accusing the country of bombing civilians standing in line for food, and condemning Israel's actions in the occupied West Bank. These comments were made in Tehran in front of Iranian officials, and they appear to align South Africa's militarily and ideologically with the regime known for its support of terror-linked groups, Holocaust denial, and hostility towards Israel. This goes far beyond the traditional diplomatic speech. It was a highly politicized attack that risks severe backlash.
Okay, so the first thing that you started out saying is that basically Iran is this ostracized country, correct?
Yep, correct. Okay. Absolutely.
But South Africa's been doing business with Iran for a very long time. In fact, MTN owns 49% of Iran Cell. Sasol Petrochemicals has got massive projects with Iran to develop all these different chemicals. Okay,
that's fine. That's fine from a point of view of doing business with a country, yeah. And doing business with Iran. But here we have a military leader appointed by the president of South Africa as the head of the defense force, having military discussions with a country that internationally, the U.S., the European Union, etc., have denied them the ability to act and to transact in various levels that are quite problematic.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. I have a 5-year-old in my brain that needs to understand things very simply. So I'm trying to understand why the one is different from the other. In for a penny, in for a pound, isn't it the same thing?
Isn't what the same thing, Cathy? Let's be clear on the question. What's not the same thing?
Is it not the same thing, or is it the same thing, if we're doing business in the private sector with Iran versus if our government is doing business with Iran versus if our military is doing business with Iran?
Well, we have bilaterals with Iran from a military point of view, yes. But for a military expert and the head of our military to be making political statements is extremely concerning.
Yes, I hear that.
It's aligning with a terrorist state.
Yes. Okay.
That's the big problem.
So what do you think would be the diplomatic issues for South Africa? I mean, do you think that other countries are going to see South Africa differently?
Very, very much so. I think the trip sends a totally wrong message at a critical time, not just diplomatically, but economically and strategically for South Africa. South Africa is currently engaged in high-stake negotiations with the United States over trade benefits under the AGOA Act. and appearing to align even symbolically with a regime like Iran undermines our credibility as a neutral and responsible global actor. It also threatens to alienate key Western trading partners who've been vocal, absolutely vocal in their strategic stance against Iran's actions in the Middle East, as the funders of Hezbollah, of the Houthis and Hamas. And we as South Africans risk being viewed as unreliable and even adversarial. And that could translate, as it already has, into tariffs and possibly even stronger tariffs. Sanctions against the country, or reconsideration of favorable trade agreements, and our economy simply cannot afford it, okay? So there's huge reputational risks that they're taking in this environment, and our perception that our military is operating outside the bounds of government control could shake investor confidence, undermine our diplomatic standing at the UN and the AU, and damage long-term bilateral relationships. We can't isolate ourselves globally to placate ideological or factional interests. So the international community watches everything that we do, what we say and what we don't say. So silence or inaction in response to this visit may be interpreted as tacit approval, and that perception has real-world consequences.
Do you honestly think that General Mapwanya's, that Durka didn't know about him and his statements in Iran, that they didn't know that he was going?
I can't speak for Durka. Durka have made statements, and if one looks at the various statements that have been made that have come out of the presidency, come out of Durka, come out of the Department of Defense, they all seem to carry a mixed message. They appears to be plausible deniability from the president. He is at the end of the day the commander in chief of our defense force. Angie Macecha said she sanctioned the trip, but she didn't know what he was going to say. When I listened to the spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense, they say that they knew that he was going, that they were aware he was going, that he had a full folio to take with him, but they didn't realize what he was going to say. Durka, on the other hand, have come out and said that the only people who can make statements that are grounded in diplomacy and politics are Durka and the presidency.
Interesting. So what would you like to see? What do you hope the government and the public would take from your call for dismissals? First, let's actually just go to your call for dismissals.
Okay, so I think that at the end of the day, if we look from our point of view, Citizens for Integrity, okay, our message is simple. Accountability matters, and it must start at the very top. When those in positions of power act recklessly or enable recklessness, there must be consequences. This isn't just about one trip.
Sure.
Okay. It's about maintaining a constitutional order that prevents the militarization of foreign policy and protects our diplomatic credibility. To the public, we say this affects you directly. It affects our public. If South Africa is seen aligning with a regime like Iran, even unofficially, we could face sanctions, trade restrictions, and diplomatic isolation. That means job losses, currency shocks, fewer opportunities for growth. And that's not abstract. It's real.
Absolutely. Mark Hyman, founder and CEO of Citizens for Integrity. What do you think? What do you think, you know, do you actually have an opinion on, you know, of what is happening between South Africa, Iran, about General Mapwanya's trip to Iran, where, you know, you've got a military visit, he's got the South African flag. Actually, did he have, or was that Zuma who had the flag? No, I get very confused. Very confused. Almost as confused as Durka.